Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and we're on a mission here to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years, and we want you to be one of those 1,000. So today I want to introduce a new series. This is a three-part series that we're going to release over the next couple weeks, and it's called The 3 Secrets to Work From Anywhere. So maybe that's your desire. You want to be able to live a lifestyle that allows you to work from a laptop and meanwhile also impacting lives and making an income for yourself as well, whether that's through your story, your skills, your passion, whatever that is. And we want to help you walk through that journey. And so this is part of a deeper training that I did with people inside of our community. And I want to share it with you kind of piece by piece over the next couple of weeks. And if you're somebody who's like, Jonathan, man, I've been listening and thinking about this blogging thing and creating a website online and building a business around it, but I just don't know how to get started, I want to invite you to walk through a journey that thousands of others have gone through already. And it's called the 7-Day Launch Your Blog Challenge. This is a free video course that we put together. We'll send you an email once a day for the next 7 days with a training video. And by the end of the week, you'll not only know who your audience is, but you'll have a blog up and running. Sound good? So just go to bloggingyourpassion.com/start. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/start. All right, so let's get into this series. We're only going to talk about secret number one today. So again, this is the 3 secrets to work from anywhere. Here is secret number one, the paradox of playing small. The paradox of playing small. Now, when I first started, it was almost 9 years ago. I've almost been blogging for a decade, which is crazy to think about. But back in 2008, 2009, early 2009, I launched my blog. Now, my first blog was a career coaching blog. But even still, my mindset behind that original blog was that I just wanted to write articles. I wanted to figure out how to make revenue with ads and maybe, you know, do a little bit of resume revision without really talking to people. I just wanted to figure out how to earn money while hiding behind my blog. Like the concept of just earning money online and being a little bit anonymous was attractive to me. I mean, I'm sure that's true for a lot of introverts. And I think that's why people love the book that's been out for years now called The 4-Hour Workweek. The idea that we can create a business that runs on its own is compelling. It's exciting, right? And while some of the elements of that is true, here's what you got to be afraid of, or I would say be aware of. And that is you just show up small. And I realized after a while that I was just hiding behind my blog. And I was playing small, and that playing small was not helping anyone. In fact, in September of 2010, I'd been blogging for a little bit over a year. I was getting about 860 visits per month. Not a huge feat. I mean, for some people like Jonathan, I would love to have almost 1,000 people a month on my blog. I get that, and I certainly don't want to belittle it, but it was me playing small. I wasn't all in. I wasn't ready to have that courage to put myself out there. But something switched in me in the course of that year, because between September of 2010, where I was getting 860 visits, by September 2011, I was getting almost 62,000 visits per month. And when I look back and analyze that, I realized today that there was a switch inside of me that said, you know what? I'm tired of playing small. I want to be all in. And it's sort of like the story of that I've heard before, where this trainer was helping this gymnast get over the fact of their fear of doing some of the gymnastic events, like, you know, the uneven bars, for example. And they kept struggling. They couldn't do the right things that they wanted to do. And finally, the trainer said, throw your heart over the bar and the rest will follow. Throw your heart over the bar and the rest will follow. And I think that's what happens for many of us. And I've seen this with many bloggers, is we're kind of dabbling, but we're not dominating. We're not all in. And because of that, we truly haven't thrown our heart into it. And then we wonder why we're getting mediocre results. And so this secret is very, very important. It's more of a mindset, of course, but I tell you, your actions flow from your mindset. And so for me, it was a decision that I'm going to stop playing small. I'm going to figure out how to get on video. I'm going to figure out how to actually have conversations. I'm going to figure out how to record an online course, how to do a podcast. All of those things began to stir up inside of me for me to say, you know what? You know, playing small is serving no one. It's serving no one. You know, I think a great story inside of our Blogging Your Passion community is Chad Allen. You can go check out his blog at chadrallen.com. I love this because I've been able to watch his journey over the last couple years. Just in the last couple months, he's gone full-time with his blog. He turned in his notices day job. He's now working for himself. He's working from anywhere, just like we're talking about today. And his blog is all about helping writers get their books into the world. He's got a membership site. He's got an online course. He does some coaching. But I remember just a couple years ago, he had this conversation with me of, you know, I don't know if I should monetize my blog yet. I feel like I still need to grow it significantly before I create an online course. And I told him, no, you should get started right now. Get started now. And he got in the game in a way that's similar to what I'm talking about today, where you stop playing small. And my question for you today is, are you playing small? Is when you look back over the effort or the emotional effort behind what you're doing, are you throwing your heart in? Are you all in today or not? You know, I love a quote from Marianne Williamson that says, "You're playing small does not serve the world. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same." Do you want to help other people? Do you want to inspire other people? You know, you can link it back to you. And when you have present courage and you decide to step forward and stop playing small, you are unconsciously giving other people permission to do the same in their own life. And that's my challenge for you today. I want you to think about, you know what? I need to stop playing small. You know, it's fascinating when you think about how much the world's changed in the last 20 years. We've got the old media and the new media today. Think about the old media. If you go back even to the early 90s and you wanted to launch a business like you want to launch right now, you know what it would require? A lot of capital. Maybe you would have to do direct mail pieces in the mail to people to get a hold of them, or do some networking and go to events, buy some television ad space time, or maybe even create your own television show, maybe pay to get on the radio and do some advertisements, or advertise in the newspaper. But I want you seriously to think about this. The playing field is never more level than it is today. You know, it used to be back in the 90s and even before that, that only the big companies got bigger because they had the big advertising budgets. But today, you and I can play in this space and we can carve out a tribe with our message. You know, yesterday's direct mail is today's email, where we can build a list and we can truly build a business around our email list. Yesterday's networking's today's social media. Yesterday's television ads that were real expensive is today's YouTube channel. Yesterday's radio show is today's podcast. And yesterday's newspaper is today's blogging. Now think about that for you and I. To do email marketing, social media, YouTube, podcast, and even blogging, while that is an investment of time, it's very little cost to do those things. And I want you to just decide right now today that you're going to stop playing small, that you're going to go all in. And here's the big point that I want to leave you with today. Give yourself permission to live a big life. Step into who you are meant to be. Stop playing small, because you, my friend, were created for greater things. So take this moment right now to think about, where am I playing small in my life? And playing small serves no one. I need to step up and live the life that I was meant to live. So again, if you haven't got started, if you don't have that blog up and running, a great first action is to go through our 7-day Launch Your Blog Challenge. You can go check that out for free at bloggingyourpassion.com/start. Well, that's it for this edition of the Blogging Your Passion podcast. That was secret number one. We're going to have the next two over the next 2 weeks, but secret number one, again, is the paradox of playing small. Don't play small, my friend. It gets you nowhere. Decide to live a big life. That's my challenge for you today. Tune in next week as we dive into secret number two when it comes to working from anywhere. If you truly desire to work from anywhere, you got to tap into these secrets and begin to live them out in your own life. All right. Thanks again for being here. If you haven't had a chance to go and give us a rating or even a review, we would love to see that. It's an encouragement to us to keep continuing to invest time, energy, and effort in each and every podcast. If you have done it, thank you. We appreciate it. All right, go out there, blog your passion, and make your difference.